better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And yes, we are on fire. We're talking with Ian O'Hara, my guest tonight, about the genealogies of the rich and powerful in America. And Ian is still with us. We'll take your calls as you have questions for him, a question that maybe he hasn't even broached or answered yet. But I have so many questions that I almost feel like I don't know where to begin, Ian. But the question that I've had on my mind right from the beginning is these families of enormous wealth, the Rockefellers and others in America, how in the world did they all manage to have such enormous wealth from centuries ago? Was it just because of inheritance? Was it accumulation of wealth and industry? Was it good luck? Was it being in the right place, the right time, opportunity, so forth? What was it that made the Rockefeller families, for instance, the entire family, so wealthy compared to the rest of the people?
Well, it was all of the above, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They were, of course, at the time the nouveau riche, because they did have a little bit of money. They did come from a good Dutch, New York Dutch background in land acquisition. Decent land passed from son to son, and eventually, with the sons marrying well, with each step marrying into older and older families, so that was definitely the first way. And then, of course, in reference to the Rockefellers having a the first generation, let's say, of Rockefellers, which is the John Davison Rockefeller Sr., the first John D., and his brothers coming together and putting together this immense Standard Oil monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Both in drilling, in building, in metals, and monopolizing one particular industry. And that's where the immense wealth grew, was during that Industrial Revolution,
mm-hmm.
That period of Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, now, go ahead.
It was definitely mild inheritance of small capital.
Mm-hmm.
And then marrying well with each successive generation, which brings you into, once marrying well into successive generations, that eventually melds you into no longer being new money, but becoming old money in much quicker stance. And then, of course, the Industrial Revolution, which was basically a good timing on their part.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, eventually the coming together of one family for one cause,
mm-hmm.
Which was the creation of the two institutions, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund and Rockefeller Foundation itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
as far as the ruthlessness is concerned of John D., the patriarch, and some of the contemporaries of his time, I want to get into that when we return and ask you a little bit about what kind of tactics they used. Stay tuned for more. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and his guest, Ian O'Hara, on the program.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, we are. We're on the program back again. And, Ian, a question for you about those strong-arm tactics of the trust busters, so to speak, and the big elite in the 1800s. What kind of information do you have on the history of the Rockefeller family doing everything it could to knock out competition by means that were not always, shall we say, the most up and aboard and legitimate means?
Well, they for a period of time had their own army, which private military, which guarded and protected their interests as well as causing havoc at other interested areas. And using their legislative power to curb interest in production, involving the national government and involving state governments to file rank behind them. No dirty politics.
Could you give me like an example, a classic example?
Well, you have to remember that the son of the richest man in the world at the time was John Davidson Jr. Mm-hmm. And he married the most he married the daughter of the most powerful man in America, politically powerful man in America.
Yeah.
And that was the easiest way of, that's the nearest and most prominent example that I could give of power at play with the Rockefeller family. Just the pure politics.
Right. But aside from that, you know, the railroads were going in, and we mentioned that I think the last time you were with me, the building of the railroads and throughout the continent.
That's right.
And what interest they had, and then the later we would see the so-called great reaction to the power with the so-called antitrust laws, and how they actually benefited the Rockefellers.
Well, the antitrust laws were beneficial to most of the barons at the time.
Yeah,
because they just basically moved their income
right.
from one shelter to another.
That's exactly what they did.
And it was a, you know, it was basically an uncomfortable situation, but they had they were able to use the machinations of loopholes to get through whatever situation they could get through at the time.
Right.
And you have to take into account that at the time, the most powerful man in American politics, Senator Nelson Aldrich. Was also the chairman of the transportation industry.
That's right.
The chairman of the transportation committee, which basically told, basically ironed out the mapping of railroads and ports throughout America. So it was a very easy way of, and as I stated to you earlier, Not only did he build a great wealth for himself and for his family, but he had his son marry very well as well. So
now to update things a little bit and converge things a little bit to the the Bush family, for instance, we see the emergence of another family of power politics now that maybe we didn't know about. Until recently, their role in American history in the 20th century. But here we saw the grandfather, George Prescott Bush, heavily involved with the communists, the Kuhn Loeb group, and so forth, the shipment of money to the Bolsheviks, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, in the 1920s, I believe. And we saw the Bush family growing in power even then at the same time as these other families. Were they all working together, or did they all have their divergent opportunities, so to speak?
They all had their divergent opportunities.
Yeah.
They, I would imagine, all socialized together. The start of this particular the start of the Bush legacy was with Samuel Prescott Bush. He and the fact that he married quite well. He married a Sheldon, and the Sheldon from Connecticut.
Right. Sheldon. Yep.
And he was a very tough and very ruthless individual as well. He brought himself into the avails of, you know, Buckeye Steel, which just so happened to be. He became chairman of three very big and powerful companies. The PCC, St. Louis Rail, which is the Pennsylvania, Cincinnati, Chicago, St. Louis Rail, which was, of course, owned by E.H. Harriman, and then Buckeye Steel, which was owned by John Davidson Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Samuel Prescott Bush through his earlier years, attended the Douglas School and with John Davison Rockefeller Jr. And this is how he was able to get his chairmanship of Buckeye Steel. So there's an interrelatedness of both families,
yeah,
business-wise.
I'll say, yeah.
Hello?
I'll say. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
And his time at Yale,
yep,
brought him into national power play, not only just with business, but with political machinations of the time. Of course, he was the standard bearer of a fairly conservative movement within the Republican Party, fiscal
mm-hmm.
conservatism. As he carried that torch down to his son Prescott Sheldon Bush, the father of Vice President and President George Herbert Walker Bush,
mm-hmm.
Prescott was able to carry on that tradition of being a railroad and Wall Street executive, and sitting on many of the same boards that we see the Harrimans and the Browns and the Rockefellers and Chases.
Mm-hmm.
That on.
Mm-hmm.
So business relationships were quite enmeshed. You had mentioned earlier in conversation the gentleman by the name of House.
That's right. Mandel House, yes.
That's right. Mandel House. Mandel House's son married Prescott Sheldon Bush's sister, Mary Bush.
Is that right?
And as you know, House was very instrumental and a very good friend of Senator Nelson Aldrich,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
as well as being a friend and advisor to
Wilson,
to Woodrow Wilson.
That's right. Yes, yes.
So there's quite a bit of interrelatedness.
It's like an incestuous family relationship to me.
But more business-oriented.
Uh-huh. Yeah, not as much sex. More yeah. Although there was some intermarriage there, right.
well, intermarriage in later years.
Plus, I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek now, you know. but you know, obviously, the rich, you know, the famous, you know, the captains and the kings, so to speak, you know. It's like today, for instance, you know, Bill Gateses of the world are not just meeting with some of the Redstones. You know, they're meeting with all, they hobnob and all get together with all of the big shots, all of them. And you think of all of the billionaires and all of the multimillionaires that are of any fame and fortune today. And indeed, they let's face it, they wine together, they dine together. They're not seen in public all the time. They're not captured on video or in film. But, you know, I mean, they're contemporaries. And the contemporaries of the Rockefellers and the Bushes and the Mellons and the Carnegies and so forth, they were also doing the same thing. Although it wasn't as easy then, because those days they didn't just hop on a jet, you know, in 1911. Or get on the subway, or particularly get on, you know, for instance, you know, I'm trying to think of something like a helicopter and go out to the islands and just meet with somebody. No, I mean, they, you know, they had the wire services, communiques, obviously, they were using. They had taken trips to Europe by boat, as you have said on the TV programs as well. But they still managed to cross paths quite often. And though they may have had some divergent issues, they also had a lot more in common than not in many cases. And it wasn't just their wealth either, you know. Their goals were many times often overrided and convergent as well. All right, we'll be back with more of our program, Ian O'Hara, genealogist. We're talking about the Bushes now and the Rockefellers and the Kennedys and the rest of them. Rick Adams, it's all one big happy family. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back, ready, willing, and able, as they say, ladies and gentlemen. And we, of course, have been having a fantastic education here tonight with a man who's done, 20 years of research in this field of history and genealogies. Ian, is that what you've done? About 2 decades, huh?
That's correct. That's correct.
You do this professionally, I might add. So
you do
research for families and genealogies, but you also, I guess you were in Philadelphia recently, right, you were saying, and you did some work for the libraries down there?
I did.
Would you have a, you actually got some, you got a contract out of this, I guess, huh?
Yes, a very small symposium in reference to what they call the Great Families of Philadelphia.
Right.
It was a very interesting topic of conversation. The interconnectedness, of course, of those particular families and the growth of that city.
That is interesting. That is very interesting. We get so many areas to go into, actually, that we could go into, the influence of the Masons and the Masonic Party. Have you done much research in that movement, the anti-Masonic
party that was created in the United States. I guess it was in the early 1800s, was it?
Yes. I'm somewhat familiar with the anti-Masonic movement.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not, at this moment in time, willing to discuss any of that.
To what?
I'm not, at this moment in time, willing to discuss any of that.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to have notes in front of me.
Okay,
In case there's any misquoting.
Right. I don't blame you. I want to get into that sometime, because that's been a topic that's come up very heavily on this program. Let's take a call right now from Ira in New Jersey. Hello, Ira. You're on the program with Ian O'Hara.
Yes, talking about the Rockefeller-Bush connection?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking about many connections, I guess, not just one, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, just to try and make a comment or a question along those lines, I recall Bush Sr., when he was running back in 88, he was identified, if that's the word, with the so-called Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party.
Yep, yep.
And I would stand some listening to your show and your guests, which are all good, this is one element of control or one element of the apparatus, if that's the word, that runs the country. Is that kind of the point?
Ian?
Some of the points that are being made?
Well, I'll let Ian answer it. Go ahead, Ian.
I'm not quite understanding what the question is.
Yeah. Would you say, to what extent does the Rockefeller family play a role in running the country?
Well, currently they play a very big role in the behind-the-scenes machinations of global politics and national politics. As was earlier stated, David Rockefeller is the chairman of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, as well as a member of the the Americas Institute and founding and president of a number of institutions that really are the network, both the economic and the intellectual networks of how we now as culture look at the world.
There's one person I think of, it comes to mind, who's really tied in with the Rockefellers, Henry Kissinger.
Well, yes, absolutely. Henry Kissinger being one of the most active members and vocal members of the CFR, and also a member of the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation, and former trustee of those institutions.
Mm-hmm.
I've absolutely tied into it, and of course the quintessential globalist.
That's very interesting. Any other questions quickly before we have to break?
The only thing I'd comment, Rick, I don't know, but it might relate directly, indirectly, to your topic here.
Yeah.
About the media control. If there was ever an example, and this is Republicans, anybody listening, who's Republican, when they saw the debate last Thursday with Ron Paul and all the rest, Ron Paul was deemed the winner of that debate by polls taken after.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate media, the Rockefeller media, if you want to call it that, they wouldn't, you're talking Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, they wouldn't even acknowledge him as a candidate or that he was in that debate, and he won that debate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just goes to show you the extent of the...
There's the influence, the control, yes. I would agree with that.
They wouldn't even acknowledge he's a presidential candidate or that he was in that debate. He won the debate according to all the polls.
Yep. Yep.
You know, Republicans learn something from that.
Well, there you go. I mean, this it's clear evidence of what we've been saying all along.
Yeah.
They just simply do not want you, the American public, to have a real choice. That's what it comes down to. Thank you very much for that point. I appreciate it, Ira. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Ian is our guest. Ian O'Hara, historian. We'll be right back with him. And more questions. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hitting them pretty hard. And knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
Yes, and we are back now, 800-313-9443. If you have a quick question for Ian. Ian, you know, the last caller just brought up an interesting point about the so-called discussions of the Republican presidential wannabes, so to speak. And have you done any research, I mean, any kind of personal looking into these candidates and their backgrounds and some of them and how they also seem to, might in any event, have a trail leading back to the elite as far as money and support and where their allegiances lie. Have you had any thoughts along these lines?
Well, I have. All of them have had some sort of, I mean, they've all been power players within the Republican Party in some way, shape, or form. Even the great Ron Paul from Texas, congressman from Texas, and OBGYN has played his role in Republican politics. So I would say yes, there has definitely been some interesting areas.
You had some, didn't you have some
personal relationship with Ron Paul at some point, or work for him, or find him to be an interesting candidate? I believe you mentioned something about that.
Yes, I do find him to be a very, very interesting candidate. He definitely did a very good job at making his points across and filling the statements. The wonderful thing about Ron Paul is he has created this marginalization. He's sensationalized it. I think right now he's definitely for a quote unquote through the media an unwinnable candidate. He's definitely been the most popular of those either unwinnables or third tier candidates.
And what do you attribute that to?
Well, he's very vocal. He's willing to step forward,
mm-hmm.
Even if it is to his own, discreditation, or his own misbenefit. Because, as you know, some institutions and some news organizations will interview you to discredit you. And I believe that he uses that advantageously. As we've seen with other independent candidates throughout American presidential history, such as Ralph Nader and such as H. Ross Perot and Theodore Roosevelt, all of these men have carried third parties in our nation. They were all marginalized by their own party. That's the reason why they've jumped ship. And they all were able to essentially try their darndest to buck the trend of the media elite, which I honestly believe is not run by a right-wing conspiracy, nor do I believe that it's run by a left-wing conspiracy. I think it is a single conspiracy that has the media driven, because both parties have their power, both in radio and in television and in the printed media. So I think Ron Paul is doing a great job getting out there, getting his name known. And I do agree with your previous caller that he did a magnificent job. But again, all of the candidates for the Republican Party, all of them have their good points and their bad. As we see, we have the former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, who has a great heritage in the Republican Party. Father Van had the intention of running.
We're losing your signal here. We're losing your cell.
Hello?
Yeah, we're losing it.
Okay.
Now I can hear you better.
Okay. Mitt Romney has a great history in the Republican Party with his father, George, who was former governor of Michigan, who also made an attempt, an ill-fated attempt to run for president.
Right.
And, of course, they too had their hands in the pot of Republican politics during the reign of Nelson Aldrich.
Right.
You have the great governor of Wisconsin, Tommy Thompson, who is definitely a conservative, yet has a very, very liberal agenda.
There are definitely interesting
points.
Go ahead. I know you want to say something.
I'm sorry.
Well, what I was going to say was, since we were spending so much time talking about the Rockefellers, the name, of course, of a prominent senator now, former governor of West Virginia, is Jay Rockefeller.
Yes,
Democrat.
That's right.
Democrat that's, Jay Rockefeller.
That's correct.
And here he is today, still lurking there on the periphery, and we're wondering what his next move might be.
Well, I think his next move is to keep where to keep that seat a Rockefeller seat, and Jay is you know John Davidson Rockefeller the fourth, and as you know his former father-in-law was Charles Percy of Illinois.
Yep, Chuck Percy. Yep.
And they're definitely a very liberal wing of the Democrat Party in on a national level, but I think he's there just to keep an eye on the machinations of the system, and we'll probably see some of his children become involved in Democratic Party politics in the electable fashion in the near future, because most of them are currently doing work within the Democratic Party, and as I had stated to you earlier on your television show, that Jay's sister is very heavily involved with the environmental movement and the conservation movement on a national and international level.
Yes.
And probably the wealthiest woman in New Mexico.
Or is that Arizona?
New Mexico.
It was New Mexico. Yeah. You know, you bring it up now, the environmentalist movement as the new boogeyman, of the 21st century, and how all of a sudden now we are facing this so-called global warming idea and the end of the earth and all kinds of disaster and hell on earth and total destruction the day after, you know, that type of thing. And once again, it comes down to foundations. It comes down to elites. It comes down to powerful groups that are financing studies by doctors and so-called experts and scientists, and they come up with these ideas, all aimed at controlling us. And, you know, just the other day, the headlines were screaming that we may all be forced to change our entire lifestyles very soon in order to save the planet from total extinction. And that means everything from total changes in our use of energy and the cost of energy to our, you know, living habits, where we live, and how we will live in the future. And I'll tell you, it sounds all too familiar to me, doesn't it?
It does. It's definitely this continuation, as you had stated earlier, of the perpetualizing of the boogeyman. To fear, to essentially, one at a time, remove any remnants, the last bits of remnants of our freedom from us,
mm-hmm.
Through the idea of being safe. And you like to quote Benjamin Franklin, and his most famous quote is just that, give me safety or security, and you're really not worth you're really not worth having any liberties when you're just taking them away for just the pure sake of safety.
That's right. If you're willing to give up your freedom for security, you don't deserve either one.
That's correct.
And that's what he said. And he was right about that, no doubt about it.
And
unfortunately, I think a lot of people are all too willing to give up their freedom today for that security, but many others won't even have the choice. They'll be forced to simply because of the cost of their luxuries and their freedom. And mobility today is indeed freedom. The car is a symbol of independence. And, you know, we're being told that it's an obsolescence, and we got to give way to collective modes of transportation, and we have to let Big Brother make these decisions, you know. Little by little, Ian, it seems like we're being told all of this is necessary, and, of course, there's no guarantee that even if we do it, it's going to save the planet from judgment. But we brought it on ourselves, and we must do something about it and get ready to give way, you know, and let the government lead the way for us. It's just so reminiscent. It's the same script over and over and over again, you know. I mean, in the 1930s, it was Roosevelt using the boogeyman of the Nazis, and then it became the communists, and then it became the, you know, the eco movement. And, of course, Osama bin Laden and the Islamist alleged threat. And now, once again, it's the earth itself being threatened by these forces of nature. And we all must come together. We all must unite. We all must do with less. We all must sacrifice. And boy, you know, you look at the Rockefellers and you look at the Kennedys and you look at these other families, the Bushes, and you see what interest they have, and even though they sometimes have their immediate gratification with oil profits, you know, industrial growth and so forth, on the other hand, you know that they want us to shrink as a global entity. They want us to be united. They want us to learn to live with less and become part of the New World Order. Papa Bush's favorite expression, the New World Order, you know?
That definitely seems to be a trend which has been pretty consistent in your programming.
sure has. Yes. Absolutely.
I have no opinion on that, but I would definitely say that that's definitely something that one should take a look at.
Right.
And recognize what institutions are forming and producing this New World Order, the so-called New World Order, just by the sheer machinations of what these institutions are about and who are financing them or who are not financing them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are people in today's society that step away from that that whole thing. But I mean, in reference to the Bushes, I mean the Bushes have had a long and strong relationship with secret societies,
mm-hmm.
Starting with Samuel Prescott Bush, and actually predating him, all of them being members of the Masonic Orders, as well as Samuel Prescott Bush participating. With the Zeta Phi and the Skull and Bones and the Delta Kappa Epsilon, while he was at Yale, which again brought him into a great deal of which opened that family up into developing relationships with other like-minded families.
Yes. Absolutely.
And of course, continuing their tradition in what was then international intelligence and national intelligence, the NSA and the CIA.
Yes.
And as you know, George Herbert Walker Bush being the director of the CIA for a period of time, and his father funding the development of the CIA during his senatorial time as senator from Connecticut. I mean, so there's definitely been quite a bit of interwovenness politically and socially and business and business wise with the Rockefellers and
yes.
and the Bushes, and just the sheer fact that Mary Bush married one of the houses. which of course was a very, very interesting diabolical, in some view, diabolical character in American political history.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And it all reverts back to their consolidation of power and wealth, and we're seeing that today apparently through what you had stated earlier about about oil profits and profit sharing between each company. And,
yep. Yes.
And again, you know, Standard Oil being the in the forefront of earlier portion of latter of the previous century, and now we have Halliburton of this century.
Mm-hmm. Crossing the Rubicon, yes, indeed. All right, we'll be back to wrap things up with our guest Ian O'Hara, and we'll do that in just 3 minutes. We'll tell you if you need to how you can get in touch with Ian. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We shall return in 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, all right. We're down to the wire now, Ian, and we don't have much time, and I do want to thank you for being such a gracious guest and being with us for this time, and it's gone by so quickly, and I've learned so much again, and, you know, there's so much more ground to cover. It just, we don't really have enough time to do what we want to do, but we try to whet the appetite of people. And I know that there are always people now, because of what you have said tonight, who are interested in maybe contacting you as a contact call for more information, or maybe you can help them with the genealogies and discuss that as well. Shall we give them the number, or what would you like to do?
Well, I could give them an email address.
Can you do that?
Absolutely.
All right, go ahead.
It's Ian, I-A-N, O-H-A-R-A, 2007, at yahoo.com.
Hey, that's pretty easy, huh? All right, and that's pretty simple. Ian O'Hara, 2007, at yahoo.com, right?
That's correct.
And there's no apostrophe in O'Hara this time, is there?
That is correct.
All right, very good. Any closing thoughts in your assessment of where we've come in the last, say, 200 years of influence of these groups and organizations, secret societies and so forth in America? Where do we stand today?
I do want to say that it's maybe not really relevant to what you had asked, but I do want to say that the only way that one can gain knowledge from past history is looking at their own past history,
right,
and recognizing where they come from.
Yes.
And recognizing who the individuals are that may have brought them to where they are today. And, you know, again, we are living artifacts of our forefathers.
Mm-hmm.
We can carry on those good trends and those bad,
mm-hmm.
As well as, you know, recognizing that it's not all lost at this moment in time.
Yes,
there can be definitely a new direction,
mm-hmm.
maybe a new Rick Adams order can happen.
Right, absolutely, and there's no reason not to keep marching forward, as
That's
they
right.
say, and exposing the things that need to be exposed for the benefit of the American people and their vote. If their vote matters to them and they really care about it and they think that they can establish their change, then, well, now's the time to do it. This is the final, I believe, the final opportunity coming up, because if we don't do something quickly, then we're going to lose our very freedom, as history has shown in so many great civilizations, and we'll be, unfortunately, a thing of the past if we let that happen. But God willing, we will continue to forge ahead and fight on. And I want to thank you again, Ian, for making all of this possible tonight.
Well, I want to thank you for inviting me on, and very appreciative of your time.
Yes, and once again, we'll be in touch. We'll do it again, and we wish you well.
Thank you very much, Ray.
You take care, Ian. Thank you so much. Good night now.
Good night.
All right. Well, another great program. Tomorrow night, will you be paying $5 and $6 and $7 for a gallon of gas? We'll be discussing that again tomorrow night. We want you to join us, 9 o'clock Central, Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America. Stay tuned next for Frank Whalen, and Rick Adams will see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. Good night, everyone.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in